Well, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and there's one woman in Benton County who not only juggles being a mom and a wife, but she also owns and operates a farm with her husband. She also has a professional career, and as if that wasn't enough, she serves on several different boards and volunteers as well. Her name is Natasha Cox. She's the Regional Vice President of Ag Lending at Farm Credit Mid-America. That's the first gig. The second gig, she also owns and operates Maple Island Farm in Benton County with her husband, Brent. She's also a mom of a girl and two boys. First of all, Natasha, tell me a little bit about your kids ahead of Mother's Day.
Our children are 14, Brody is, and Alex is 11, and Lydia is 5. So right now we're running all gamuts of engaging with a teenager, a preteen, and our daughter is about to go to kindergarten in the fall of 2022. So it's exciting. It's always exciting to watch and see them grow. But we get to be active in all stages of life right now with our children.
Well, and Natasha, I'm sure at their ages, there's a lot of basketball. There's a lot of different sports and activities. And having to make sure that all three kids are taken to practice, taken to games. And I'm sure that in and of itself, just being a mom and having three kids is enough of a challenge already, right, Natasha?
Absolutely. I have the utmost respect for all parents and grandparents and teachers and really just caregivers in this world. But I'll be honest with you, I think my first gig is really being a logistical gangster some days and making sure that we're able to put the pieces of the puzzles together and our kids are active in 4-H, FFA, many different sports, and then in the church as well. And so we could not do the things that we do in our lives without a great support system, such as parents and aunts and uncles and friends and family that are really willing to give a hand up and at all times and any times to make sure that our kids are at the center of what we do and well taken care of all day, even if that means that they eat in the car and they get there just right on time. That we're thankful for our community and our family that allow us to support the agricultural industry, both personally and professionally, while being parents is the best job that we absolutely have.
Talking with Natasha Cox here on Hoosier Ag Today. And Natasha, how do you juggle being a mother with owning and operating a farm with your husband and your full-time career as Regional Vice President of Ag Lending with Farm Credit Mid-America? How do you make it all happen?
Well, I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that there were days where that's harder than it is easier. But at the heart of all of that, we're, you know, with what Brent and I both do professionally and with the farm professionally and then personally, we're able to align our purpose with our values. And so it doesn't feel like we're going to work every day because I get to go to work at Farm Credit Mid-America and work with farmers and ranchers and agribusinesses and rural community members there. And then I get to go home and do the same thing. But it takes a good partnership. And so we fail miserably many days. But at the end of the day, we know that we're doing it because we believe in rural communities and agriculture. My husband is not only my partner in life, but he equally supports the balance of craziness at home and managing all the duties that we have there as well to make sure that our children know at the end of the day, regardless, that they are loved and that they are cared for and that we're imperfect and that find something that you love in life and go after it. And the old adage might say that you may never work a day in your life if you do something that you love. Well, you're going to be, no one ever told you that you were going to be really tired doing what you love as well. So, but it's a good balance of knowing that we're not perfect and making sure at the end of the day that the people that we don't shortchange are the people that we love the most. And that's our children and each other.
How do you and Brent, your husband, reconcile being business partners and running and operating Maple Island Farm together with being parents and being spouses?
You know, Brent and I run the farm just like we would our businesses. He works for Wilson Trailer Company and I work for Farm Credit Mid-America. And we know that we both have strengths and we know our weaknesses. as well. And so we make sure that we explore and exploit those strengths at all times, and that somebody's there to close the gap when the other maybe doesn't have the time, or maybe that isn't their passion on the farm as far as that goes there. And so it's a well-balanced attack. It's also something that we're both very engaged with. And so it would be easy for me to say, hey, Brent, you go do the farm stuff. I'm busy with Farm Credit Mid-America. But, you know, it's a passion of both of ours. And he also has another full-time job as well. And so those segregation of duties, while both of us understanding what each other does, is really, really important. So we do some cross-training. Now I can tell you know, running the equipment and driving the semis, while I can do that, and many of my peers do, you know, Brent is obviously much better at doing some of those things than what I am. You know, where I can bring strength to the table is, you know, grain marketing, helping with the financials on the farm, making farm input decisions alongside of him. But it's truly a partnership. And the more curious you are, the better you are together, I believe. And then we also own our success, but we also own our mistakes, or maybe the downturns in agriculture together. And with the volatility that exists in the industry that we serve, I think it's important that, you know, we have a well laid out plan, and then we have a backup plan for that. And we both own the success and the mistakes together.
And Natasha, tell me about the tools that you've learned as an ag business leader and farm owner that you've specifically been able to pass along to your children.
First and foremost, as I've mentioned earlier, that, you know, make sure that you're passionate about the work that you do. In life, whatever career you choose, or the career that chooses you, make sure that you have a passion and a curiosity to be a lifelong learner in that area. Second, whatever you do, do well. And so that goes back to also continuing to always be curious, to learn new things, to be willing to admit when you're wrong, to be open to partnerships. We tell our children, and even in our professional careers as well, surround yourself with good people. Actually hire better than yourself. Surround yourself with a diverse set of talent. Diversity looks like all things, and thought and gender and shape and size and background and geography. So become surrounded with as diverse group as you possibly can. Be willing to admit when you're wrong. Be curious about the things that you do, and be open to change. Change is inevitable. The velocity of change in this world today is faster than it's ever been, and especially in the industry that we get to serve. And then give yourself some grace. Give yourself some grace to try new things, to make mistakes, but also to have some downtime and to take care of yourself and your health and the people that matter most to you, your family.
Well, Natasha, all that being said, that sounds a lot like the same advice that you might pass along to other moms who are also balancing their careers with being a mom and taking care of their kids, right?
Yeah, you know, setting a routine, because routines are important to myself and my husband. And now our children, that is something that cadence allows us to have a roadmap for not only our week, our month, and our year, but mothers and peers of mine, you have to do you, and you have to do what works best for you. Working efficiently, you can find me listening to podcasts when I'm on the road, or listening to books, catching up on the news, making sure that I make the most of my commute time, while giving myself some downtime also to fill my mind and rejuvenate myself with things that help me get going. Be present in my children and my husband's life. Too often, you know, we can sacrifice those that are closest to us. And it's really important that we do that, and staying connected with your community and your kids and your family. And don't leave behind your self-care, mothers. That's really, really important, because you are one of the many foundations in your children's life, but you and your husband, or those who are the caretakers, are the foundation. And if you don't have anything left to give, and I've been there before, if you don't have anything left to give, then, you know, the cup is empty for them. And so encourage your kids to be curious and lifelong learners. Show them that you're willing to try new things. Show them that failure is okay, right? Failure is okay. It happens. And that's where we learn the most in life. And then chase something that you're extremely passionate about, regardless of what you do, and leave behind any titles in life and hierarchies, and just go do something that you love and take care of the people that mean the most to you. And the hard days will be easier than they would if you didn't have that cadence around. as we look at each other on social media, or we only see the positive things of each other's lives, that know that your journey is your own, and that we all have imperfections, and that for me, being ruthless with my time so I can be gracious with others is very, very important. And so pick those things that are important to you, and don't be willing to sacrifice them for your career, the farming business that you have, or any other things. And stay dedicated to those things, and then be curious about the other things that you can explore and exploit in your life. So being a mother is the best job that I have by far, and I'm thankful to God for that opportunity every single day, and for a spouse that loves me regardless of my imperfections, and for children that are curious about the big world that we live in.
Once again, Natasha Cox, Regional Vice President of Ag Lending at Farm Credit Mid-America, also with Maple Island Farm in Benton County. And best of luck to you and your husband, Brent, and your three kids. Have a great week. Get some planting done, and have a great Mother's Day on Sunday.
Thank you.